T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's looking up for you, Pony. Let's go, baby.
I don't know. I'm still, this Paris thing is still hit or miss.
We start with the French national anthem. It puts you on tilt. We get you Rebecca Black, and you are back in the saddle.
Yeah, the last couple hours have gone considerably better. I don't know if I'll be here on Monday or not. It still is up in the air. Joey Porter Jr. at his pro day today over at Penn State. Do you believe, Chris, that that's who the Steelers are going to take with the 17th pick?
No, I actually don't think he'll be the 17th pick of the draft. I don't. I think it's not going to be because of lack of want to necessarily. I either think he's going to go earlier, somebody's going to fall in love with the traits and not care about like the he's too handsy, he's a penalty machine maybe, or he didn't have enough interceptions obviously at Penn State. Somebody's going to love the bloodlines and the pedigree just like we hear Mike Tomlin love so much. So it's either going to be that, or I actually do believe the other circumstance that would preclude them taking him is one of those tackles falls. One thing I don't believe is that Joey Porter Jr. is like the monolith on their draft board. Ah, we love him so much, we'll do anything to get him. I think they have all three of those tackles rated higher than him. So I think if Skronsky's not going to be there, and Paris Johnson probably won't be either, probably Jones won't be either. But if one of those three's there, I think Joey Porter is not going to be their pick.
What if they're all gone?
If he's gone, I think he'll be gone too. That's the thing. I think one of those two circumstances, if not both, will happen. I get like a weird feeling. I think they might end up, if they take a corner, Witherspoon will still be there from Illinois, and they would take him.
I don't think they'll do that either because they haven't been able to really get a good read on him. He didn't work out at his pro day. He didn't work out at the combine. All they have is the Illinois tape to go by. I don't think that would be enough for them to risk.
I think they'll love
the 17th pick on him.
I think they would love the tape, though.
But he's small.
He's physical, though.
I don't think they'd do it.
So who do you think they bring
him into Pittsburgh on a visit and like make him come here and work out for them on the side, which I guess could still happen.
Knocks Mike Tomlin's socks off. Loves the tape. I think he's so physical.
I think they would need an in-depth one-on-one interaction for them to sell.
What do you think they're going to do?
Themselves
on it. You think Porter's their guy?
No, I don't.
What's the reason? What's the main reason why?
I don't. I think that they're higher on the guys they already have at corner than we are. They kept Witherspoon. I thought for sure they were going to cut Witherspoon. I thought he was going to be gone. I thought they were going to take the cap savings there, the same way they took cap savings on Miles Jack. I thought they were going to take that to free up a spot. They didn't. I think that tells me they still feel like he can play. So they've got three outside corners right now. They've got Peterson, they've got Wallace, and they've got Witherspoon. Porter plays outside. He's probably too big to play inside. He's never done it.
He's
always 6'2". Been. In fact, I know that he's never done it because when we had Steve Jones on, he said, the great voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions, he said when Marvin Harrison Jr. lined up inside in that Ohio State-Penn State game,
he didn't follow him.
He stayed outside. And that's where Harrison did most of his damage in that game. So Mollett's still going to be on the team. That's four corners. They re-signed Witherspoon last offseason to be a starting corner. They signed Peterson to be a starting corner. They signed Wallace to be a starting corner. Now, maybe Omar Khan has a different opinion on those guys, but I would think with defensive backs, that's Tomlin's bread and butter, that he would have ample say in that. So I think that they'll draft a corner. But I've just thought less and less as this process has gone on that it's going to be Porter. Tomlin wasn't there today. Khan wasn't there today.
Well, that should be the dead giveaway for you. That's your golden rule being violated. Even though it's a local guy that they would say they know better and therefore they don't need to go see, that's still your golden rule.
And if that was a one-off, if they had gone out and scouted Christian Gonzalez and talked with Witherspoon, even though he didn't work out but still wanted to have dinner with him like they did with those big Ohio State fatsos, if they had done that with them and then they just skipped Porter, I would say, all right, well, they've already have their homework done on him. They're fine. I just don't think that they – I think they feel like they're better off at corner with the Petersons move.
More likely they take Lucas Van Ness or Joey Porter Jr.
I think Lucas Van Ness at this point.
Okay, I'll even give you one extra one. More likely they would take Kalijah Kancey or Joey Porter Jr. Because the thing with Kancey, who has been mocked to them by, I think Kabali did it, is he doesn't fit their prototype, but it might be the production was so there. He's poor man's Aaron Donald, which would still be a pretty damn good football player that they wouldn't pass it up.
I think it's probably Kancey, but I would be stunned if they took Pitt players in back-to-back years. Just because I think Tomlin, and more so Khan, I think that they would want to, like, I think they would not want to get the reputation
that you're
just taking guys
backyard.
From their backyard. Yeah. Like, because it would make it seem like or look like they weren't doing
their diligence.
Yeah, like they weren't doing full-scale search for players.
Frankly, taking a Penn State player would have the same impact, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I know
right.
It's not their backyard, but it's still, you're taking Joey Porter's kid because you've known him for his entire life. I mean, and also to the point that they didn't show up at his pro day, I know that's still a 2-hour and 20-minute drive compared to literally walking across the parking lot or whatever to go see Kenny Pickett's pro day, but they did go to that.
What better things did Khan and Tomlin have to do today? I guess Tomlin's part of the competition committee that's meeting at these owner meetings. How about the GM?
Who else's pro days were out there? What other schools had them today? I didn't even see if
Penn State
was
the biggest one. Mike McDaniel was there, and the GM of the Bears were there. So if they thought it was that important, I think Tomlin would have been there. Or Khan. Maybe not both. You know, that guy Josh Kearney, Josh Carney, that you told me about, who's your editor over at the Beaver County Times, who's
yes.
a Steelers nut, he tweeted out, well, it's not the end-all, be-all if they're not at these pro days, and said, hey, they skipped Christian Gonzalez's at Oregon, but they don't usually go out west. They went out west for DeCastro. Colbert was at Stanford that day.
Yep.
So they went to Iowa to watch Van Ness. So if they went to Liberty to watch Willis.
Well, Liberty's not west.
No, but I mean, like, they did things that are unusual to get as much information on a draftable first-round talent
I mean, I ultimately,
as possible.
I ultimately agree with you. In that they're just, I just don't think they're going to take him. I think it's going to be this year's Willis where everybody wanted to connect those dots, including us, partly because we were like doing the doom and gloom and hoping we were wrong, and then it's going to not be the case. Like, I also think that they probably, you know what, you say they view their corners more favorably than we do. I think they also probably view edge rusher as an even, like, as a priority probably a year before everyone on the outside would view it as such, right? Like, you would say wait this year, and then if you know Highsmith's going to get big money and he's going to be gone, draft his replacement next year and hope he can just get up to speed quickly, right? They probably view that position, because it's so identifiable with them, as we've got to always be an extra step ahead of the curve there.
Donnie, do you think that the Steelers will draft Joey Porter Jr.?
I still have it in the back of my mind that he's going to be heavily considered, but it is starting to show a little bit more that maybe they aren't. Maybe the obvious pick for them that a lot of people have linked to them because of the family connection, maybe it's not going to happen. I mean, I do believe in the whole pro day thing. I know that there's been an outlier here and there, and they could say that they're familiar with
not
the guy.
Lately.
But right. But last year, it's not like they skipped the Pitt pro day to go to another one, and that one was right next door.
No, Colbert was all over it, and Tomlin was almost acting or trying too hard. It was the worst acting job I've seen
since
Jerry Connelly in a movie.
Well, to be fair, you really did think he was disinterested back then, so he really had you fooled.
True.
But they just had to walk across the parking lot, but they were there. Like the other thing about not going to Penn State's is that it. Penn State fans should love me saying this. That's usually a school that's going to pump out a fair amount of talent in any given draft. I know Pitt does it too, relative to what maybe people would expect. But, like,
of course they do. They put guys in the Hall of Fame.
I know, but what I'm saying more is here, like, we know he loves Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama's pro days. The three, like, powerhouse programs.
And usually Clemson and Penn State get lumped in,
like,
there somewhere, too.
They get lumped into that, at worst, next tier down. To not go to Penn State suggests to me that it's more than just you felt like you maybe had your homework done on Porter already. It's you didn't even think there was anything else up there worth going to.
All right, next round of questions on Joey Porter. Finish this sentence for me. And we'll ask our listeners to do the same thing in a minute. If the Steelers draft Joey Porter Jr. with the 17th pick, Chris Muller's reaction will be blank.
Concerned. I'll be concerned that they did get seduced by their own familiarity with him. I will be concerned that a guy who didn't have many interceptions for a defense that seems to value splashiness now, at least, because they just let Terrell Edmonds walk, partly because he couldn't make enough plays for them, got a guy that wasn't picking people off in college. I will also be concerned that the man could end up a walking penalty in the NFL because he is so physical. And the other part of that concern stems from that same physicality. I think really good NFL receivers are still very different than really good college receivers. And I think really good NFL receivers know how to clown you when you try to get overly physical with them, at least in your early year or two in the league. I will be concerned. Oh, and by the way, the overarching thing that would apply to Joey Porter Jr. and any corner they would draft, even Christian Gonzalez, would be they don't draft corners well. Artie Burns, Senquez Golson, Justin Lane, all top three round picks. Things of that nature, Pony. My God, we talk about Cam Sutton like he's the second coming of Rod Woodson because he's actually a cornerback that they drafted that worked out.
All right, Donnie, finish the sentence for me. If the Steelers take Joey Porter Jr. with the 17th pick, Donnie Football's reaction will be?
I'll tell you what it won't be, and that word is incrinculant. It would be not surprised.
A combination of excited and incredible? Is that what incrinculant is?
Yeah, and I said it would not be that.
Would not be that. So invent a word that is the opposite of Starkey's invented word.
Sure.
All right, I'll do it, Chris. Start it for me, and I'll finish it.
If the Steelers draft Joey Porter Jr. with the 17th pick, Andrew Filippone will be
annoyed. That's my word. NFL.com description. This is a scouting report. I'm Joey Porter Jr. Sluggish change of direction. There is work to be done to improve tackle consistency in the run game. That doesn't sound good. Scheme limitations. AFC Scout told the NFL's website, quote, he can't change direction.
Isn't NFL, like Derek Zoolander, he can't turn left?
NFL.com projection. Will become a good starter within 2 years. Good. We just did this when we talked about Terrell Edmonds leaving. That's the best. Good. Solid. We've set the bar so low with Steelers corners that I think fans would probably take that. But that's the best case scenario for Joey Porter.
Solid.
That he gets himself the good or solid. We just talked another thing about Edmonds. Never created any turnovers. Guy had one interception in 3 years. Where are the big plays?
I think the argument might be, oh, he didn't get thrown at a ton, but he still got thrown at enough. Just, yeah, where are the hands for the football? I think Donnie wins the battle there for best fill-in-the-blank with one word because he chose a bunch. He just wrote not incrinculant.
If Joey Porter Jr.'s pro day was today, if the Steelers take Joey Porter Jr. with pick 17, your reaction will be blank. Finish that sentence for us on a Friday. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. If the Steelers take Joey Porter Jr. in the first round, you driving around right now, getting ready to start your weekend, your reaction will be what? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're live here at Mike's Beer Bar. Why don't I hear music? Did we just drop out?
No, we're good.
There it is. Little Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wait, how do you not hear music? Then you can barely hear it, and now you've got it.
He's turning it up.
Oh, maybe my headphones aren't. Oh, yeah, that's right. All of your headphones are, like, set at a your eardrums will rupture level.
All right, we got our answer on Joey Porter Jr. If Joey Porter Jr. were picked 17th overall, how would you feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
Answer, ambivalence. Nobody cares. I would think Joey Porter Jr. would be the most polarizing draft prospect on the board. His dad played for the Steelers, was a great Steeler, all-time great, but his career as a coach with the Steelers was very dramatic.
Checkered.
Checkered, ended terribly with him basically getting fired, even though he was buddy-buddy with Mike Tomlin, because he got in a little bit of hot water off the field. And then his outside linebackers didn't produce. Bud Dupree was an underachiever until Porter left and Keith Butler reassumed duties as outside linebacker coach.
And also till they drafted T.J. Watt, and he immediately stepped on the scene as almost coach-proof.
So we throw out the question, how would Steelers fans feel if the guy that worked out today at Penn State, a local program, everybody should have strong feelings on the guy, because they either rooted for him, or in the case of being a Pitt fan, probably rooted for him to suck, and no one is called in on this? I get it. It's Friday. You're ready to maybe start drinking your face off. But I would think this would be, among the topics that are out there in Pittsburgh sports right now, the one that would get people to emote maybe more than anything else. I would think among the Steelers' questions now that free agency is over, that the hottest water cooler talk conversation, as far as the Steelers go, is, hey, who do you think they'll draft? What do you want them to do in the draft? And this guy, Joey Porter Jr., PZ 2.0, would be front and center. And you're telling me Donnie's sitting there at 412-928-9370, we throw the phone line out there, and Donnie's just twiddling his thumbs back in Green Tree. He could have eaten a half dozen wings instead of waiting for the phones to light up on this topic. I guess people don't care if the Steelers
draft you've got nobody to blame but yourself here. I'll tell you why. It's the power of your rhetoric. Everybody knows Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan didn't go out to Penn State's Pro Day today. You have pointed out that they have drafted, I believe, 12 players in a row back to Pouncey. They have been at that player's pro day, coach and GM, or one or the other.
So you think people just assume it's not going to happen now? So
because of the power of your rhetoric, he is off the radar. So look in the mirror if you want to blame somebody for this one. You have convinced, with the power of compulsion, you have convinced everybody, that they're not going to draft him.
412-928-9370. If the Steelers use the 17th pick on Joey Porter Jr., how will that make you feel?
Got a tweet in here. Donnie's not incrinculent, that's for sure, has sparked at least a little outrage on Twitter. Chet says, I will actually feel incrinculent about it. Dave, super incrinculent. He's a stud corner. This team needs one. Simple as that. The team's issues drafting and developing at that position 8, 10, or 12 years ago are irrelevant.
Is the guy's avatar 409?
No.
Is it the like Paterno statue?
No, it's like an anime thing.
An anime thing?
Yeah, this guy is one of... I'll tell you what this Dave guy is. I know of him. I follow him. He is very anti-Mulsey's, anti-Roethlisberger stances, but he is a he respects the show and is an ardent listener of the show. In fact, he might be the same ardent listener of the show who actually wasn't as ardent as he needed to be 2 days ago.
Here is Chris on the fan. Chris, if the Steelers draft don't have him. See what I mean? No one cares. Here's Dave. Dave is on the fan. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Yeah, the other day is just an idiot. I'm sorry. I'd be pissed. And the main thing is Tomlin's still coach. They can't coach corners.
So this is really an anti-Mike Tomlin call by you, Dave.
Well, no, partly because that's the thing. Porter does seem like he would be decent, but you can't count on him to get coached up. And the bad thing
is
the latest reviews.
Well, they coached up Cam Sutton into being pretty good. Cam Sutton got a nice little contract, and Tomlin was involved with coaching him up.
Well, yes, I must say, Sutton came out of nowhere. I have no explanation for that other than the blind squirrel finds a nut sometimes, I guess. But, no, I don't. They need a tackle before they need a corner. Sorry. I'd be pissed.
You don't have to apologize to me,
so
Dave.
So pissed. When Dave said if the Steelers draft Joey Porter with the 17th pick, he will be
and
pissed.
All he did was use the Porter conversation as a way to get himself to explain to us and articulate to us that he thinks Tomlin is bad at his job. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, that's catering to you right now. And there was some Dave-on-Dave crime in there, which I don't know if I like.
Here is Steve next. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. I will be extremely disgusted. He's not a first-round pick, and he is not going to come out and be anything.
Steve, question. Now, I'm in the unique position of being a Penn State graduate, class of 07, main campus all 4 years, who rooted for Pitt his entire life, including when he was at Penn State. Are you saying Joey Porter Jr. is not a first-round pick because you don't like Penn State? Or because you have done a lot of scouting on this guy and truly believe him to not be first-round material?
I don't believe that he's at top 20 material. It has nothing to do. I root for Pitt and Penn State. I grew
wow.
up
Is your name Chris Mack and you're just
teams.
Calling under a pseudonym?
And no, not at all. I'm just letting you know, I just think he's not going to turn out to what they believe that
what
he
What don't you
be.
Like about him? What don't you like about him that has you worried as a player?
He grabs too much. I don't like the way he moves. I think it's going to come back to haunt him. And if he wasn't Joey Porter's son, would we be talking about this?
I mean, here's the one thing. Thanks, Steve. Here's the one thing I will say to that.
Yes, because he's still considered a first-round talent.
The one thing I will say about the whole nepotism part of this with specifically the Steelers and the familiarity part, the one counterweight to that is he is viewed almost unanimously as a first round and possibly a top 15 pick. Like, you can't say, come on, they're just doing – you can't do the Maryland joke here. He's a bona fide, legitimate first round prospect.
You can't do the Terrell Edmonds joke.
Right. You can't even do the Maryland joke for the Maryland corner because he's now getting mocked as a first rounder primarily.
But not a lot of picks in the top 17. Here's Sean after Joey Porter Jr.'s pro day. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys, I just want to be real quick because I'm pulling up. They're definitely going to pick him because they didn't whine and dine him like they do everybody else that they want to throw the NFL off on. You know, like they didn't show up today. They didn't really look at him. And the only other thing I have to say about Junior.
Wait a minute, but hold on. Pony's made it clear that they actually have been very deliberate about who they're interested in.
He's saying they're throwing everybody a curveball. They're zigging when everybody.
So wait,
thinks
you're
they're
saying in the first year, Sean, of the Kahn and Tomlin administration, that they're starting to throw off speed stuff at people?
So they did it last year when they went to that. What was that other quarterback? And
Malik,
and went,
they went to Ritter's too.
Hold on, the Malik Willis thing was everybody jumping to conclusions about that and missing the obvious right in front of their faces. I'm not going to say that
Before we let you go into the bar wherever you are right now, maybe you're at cheerleaders ready to go in there. You said you think they'll do it, but how would it make you feel if they did it?
I'm kind of neutral on it. What I was thinking is how is he going to eclipse senior? You know, how's junior going to eclipse senior? I think, what, is he going to get shot in Vegas?
Jeez.
All right, thank you, Sean, for adding some levity to today's show.
Much Can you needed. Imagine if, well, you know, Porter Jr.'s reputation at Penn State was very quiet kid,
yep.
like never really talked. Can you imagine he spearheads a defense that gets them back to the promised land and does a speech mirroring his father? Russell Wilson reinvents himself in Denver, and we actually, they shot my dad in Denver. You don't want none.
I just, that last comment, though, before he made
the joke.
A poor joke, I'm kind of neutral on it.
How could you be neutral on Joey Porter Jr. is my question. Well, seriously. Like, I think he would be one of the most polarizing players with the
That's
entire...
what I said 10 minutes ago. Of all the guys that we could talk about in the draft, nobody watched Christian Gonzalez at Oregon. Very few people watched the Illinois corner. Very few people break down offensive line play in depth. But whether you love or hate them, most people watch Penn State football here.
And most people care about a guy that is very closely tied
He's a legacy.
To Mike Tomlin.
Here's Hoagie on the fan. Hello, Hoagie.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Yo, Hoagie.
Yo.
Hoagie, I almost bowled a 300 game the other day.
Did you? What'd you finish with?
I had 7 strikes in a row.
There you go.
Not
you only
quite
needed
9
5
straight
more,
threes.
And you've been good.
Yeah,
Hoagie, Hoagie, you've bowled a 300 game, haven't you?
Yeah, I bowled 2 of them.
Yeah, he's not going to do it,
Congratulations
though.
Congratulations on all your success,
Dunlap's going to win that bet, isn't he, Hoagie?
If he doesn't take it, if Pony doesn't take it a little more seriously, he's probably going to
Thank
lose.
You.
You don't think 7 strikes in a row is
no,
a serious
you,
endeavor?
You have not. You have not at least publicly shown that you are serious about this bet. But continue, Hoagie.
Yeah, he's. I mean, I've thrown 7 in a row pretty regularly, so I mean,
wow, I made 9 straight 3-pointers. I don't think I'm an NBA player, Hoagie. But that's beside the point. If the Steelers, Hoagie, draft Joey Porter Jr. with the 17th pick, you will feel.
I'll feel good about it for the most part. I prefer the tackle over the Joey Porter Jr. just because I want to protect Kenny. But if I were him, I personally wouldn't want to come because it's kind of a lose for him in certain situations. Because if he doesn't do well, that's going to like, oh, it's a homer pick. Tomlin only picks people.
All right, your phone cut out. See you, Hoagie. I think he makes a very good point, though.
Do you think the Porters see it as such?
I think it puts a lot of pressure on him.
Do you think Joey Porter Sr. wants Porter Jr. to be drafted here?
Yes. Yeah, because I think he has confidence in his son and probably thinks regardless
of where... Don't you think the kid has confidence in himself, too?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that, like, Porter wouldn't want to get picked here, but I agree with what he said. I think if you're objective about it, this is not a good landing spot for him. Because of the last name, people are going to have super high expectations for him. And that would exist... You're the son of an NFL player who is really good. That'll exist anywhere. But even more so here. If Devin Bush's dad had been an all-pro inside linebacker or even another position, if he had been an all-pro safety for the Steelers, and then they take him with the 10th pick, I mean, people here thought he was going to be, you know, the second coming of Jack Ham, as it were. And I think it gets ratcheted up a few more
notches
with that.
You know what makes it tougher for Porter Jr. than it ever was for his father is Joey Porter Sr. was a third-round pick. Like, he blossomed into a really, really, really good edge rusher. We have had this discussion with Terrell Edmunds a million times. The expectation level from first even to third is just totally, totally different. Something his dad never had to face here. He got to develop. He burst on the scene. Everybody loved him because he was just his attitude and the production was awesome. The kid would face a completely different set of circumstances, and this is the other thing. I'm just like, I'm glad Hoagie brought this up because it is a good point. He doesn't play a tough guy macho position where, like, you can pummel a quarterback or you can put a stick on somebody, right? He's playing corner where it's out on the island. If you get – there's nothing really – it's physical, but you know what I mean, right?
Yep.
Like, you can't do the thing that gets people on your side knocking somebody's block off usually.
I just want to make sure I put this out there so people can remember it or I can go back to it and cite this point.
Okay.
If the Steelers take Joey Porter Jr., I will be very upset, and I will be annoyed that they did it. However, I will root for the kid. You made a good point. He hasn't done anything to get me to dislike him. He never got in trouble at North Allegheny. He never got in trouble at Penn State. Everybody who's been around him has raved about what a respectful kid he is. He's done a very good job, even with the legacy player background, getting asked questions about that. Your dad played in the NFL. I mean, he's handled it much better than Devin Bush has.
I do think there's a chance he probably, or maybe a good chance he tipped his dad off that I sent a tweet about him that got me confronted at a golf outing. But I'm not going to hold that against him that he's being a loyal son.
But
he hasn't done anything to bring the scrutiny on him other than being Joey Porter's
kid. I don't think he's an unlikable player whatsoever.
Oh, no, I think his attitude on the field, the bulldog mentality, people would love.
And if anybody is stupid enough, and I emphasize the word stupid, to think that I'd root for the guy to fail or not play well because he went to Penn State, well, then you're just a moron who hasn't listened to the show or kept up with the stuff we've talked about on the show. Because when Freiermuth got drafted by the Steelers, I was ecstatic. I loved that pick. I'm a little bit down on it now, but I still think he's a really good tight end, having watched him at Penn State as much as I did. So it has nothing to do with where the kid went to school. It has a lot more to do with the way that the Steelers have performed with corners, especially when they've used higher-end picks on the guys. They're much better at bringing in established guys in free agency or in trade than they are with drafting players. And I'm sorry, the Cam Sutton thing has not swayed me enough to think that their luck has changed forever.
Cam Sutton thing is the exception that proved the rule. I'm rooting for if they draft Joey Porter Jr., I'll just get on record too and make sure. I'm rooting for him to succeed as well. I'd be thrilled if he succeeded.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.